This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Going to the Show, and I'm just a regular guy. Well, today we got the cream of the crop, the top of the pops, the movies that made sitting in a dark room with a bunch of strangers the pleasant experience it can be. It's the best movies of 2019, according to me. Just a regular guy. So I'm going to run down 10 through 5 really quick, okay? Number 10, Terminator Dark Fate. Number 9, best movie, Knives Out. Number 8, Jojo Rabbit. Number 7, Rocket Man. And number 6, Ford versus Ferrari. And that brings us to the number 5 best movie of 2019. You know those people who are trying to break into your house and kill you? They might be you. Yeah, Jordan Peele's follow-up to Get Out, it was called Us, and it upped the action and the frights. It had the best performance of the year by any woman. Lupita Nyong'o is a mom and her evil twin, and I'm telling you, she should win Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress for the same movie. Number 4 best movie, it was Chapter 3 of the continuing bloody ballet with the dog-loving, sharp-dressed assassin who with knives, guns, dogs, and even library books killed hundreds of hapless henchmen in his stylish series that just keeps getting better. John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum. The number 3 best movie, it was the most fun I had at the show all year. 6 Infinity Stones, teams and only one shot to reverse the snap and bring everybody back that got dusted. Big, loud, funny, and emotional. A great way to wrap up the 22 film series. It was heartbreaking in the end, but like I said, it was the most fun I had at the show all year. Avengers Endgame, number 2 best movie. De Niro, Pacino, Pesci, Scorsese, and mobsters all together in a story of Frank, don't call me Ed Sheeran, the legendary hitman that shows everything that you would expect, but then surprises with deeper emotions. Oh my God. Maybe it's better to get whacked early than to grow old. I don't know. But the movie is called The Irishman. And the number one best movie of 2019, it was Quentin Tarantino's 60s imagining of a change in Hollywood of cowboys, stuntmen, and Manson that in his own tried and true style turned everything, all of it, into an entertaining and loving Hollywood movie magic fairy tale with flamethrowers. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the number one movie of 2019. Well, now it's on to 2020, okay? So I'll talk to you later. You want to hear some of my other reviews? You can get those. They're at 93XRT.com on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.